You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Whether your team won or lost tonight, give me the Michigan-Michigan State game on the last day of the regular season every year. Cannot think of a reason not to or why they haven't done it until now. That tweet came Saturday night from Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon after the big regular season finale between the Wolverines and the Spartans, which gave Michigan State a share of the Big Ten title. John, how would you describe the basketball rivalry between these two?
I'm going to tell you this right now, and do we get to North Carolina? If not, then I'm probably safe. It's the best basketball rivalry in the nation if you take everything into account.
Why?
Because UNC had to claim they're not a university to keep their banners, that their no-show classes for 18 years actually count, which accreditation should look into. But that's what they had to say to the NCAA to keep their banners, because the NCAA does not want to get into whether this class counts or not counts. They don't have time for delving into all that, obviously. So UNC said, you're right, these are fraudulent classes, and we think they're okay. They're fine. So right there, sorry, UNC, and Roy Williams, the head coach, is on some car ad right now. I don't know how I can do this with a straight face. In the CBS poll last summer, 2018, that is, the coaches anonymously named John Beilein the most respected ethical coach in the country, and number six out of about 300 is Tom Izzo. I'm telling you right now, this is the best basketball rivalry in the country, and this is the golden era for that basketball rivalry.
You know, before that game Saturday, Tom Izzo declared this was his biggest game ever at the Breslin. What do you want to say about what each team gave on Saturday?
They gave whatever they had, and you could see it from the start. Look, the Breslin crowd, hats off, they were ready. A whiteout was a whiteout. It was a blinding whiteout. Everyone in white T-shirts, of course. One of the rare times, as my tweet pointed out, why is the Big Ten not scheduling this game as the last game of the season every single year? Michigan, Ohio State in football, of course. Purdue, Indiana does it in basketball and in football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is a marquee matchup and should be getting more national attention. And for the first time ever, they were playing on the last day for the Big Ten title. They knew that whoever won was going to get half the title that day. And, of course, that banner went up pretty damn fast.
It sure did. You know, Michigan blew big leads in both losses to Michigan State. So why couldn't the Wolverines hold on to the leads? And what's up with all the foul trouble when they play Michigan State?
Not unrelated. The lead was 12, I think even 13 points at one point in the first half. The first halves don't count for much, but that should count for something. That should be enough to hang on to. And then as the half dwindled down, the lead went down to 6 points. And foul trouble is a big part of it, huge part of the second half. Michigan State had 30 free throws to Michigan's 7. Now, if you want to get a Michigan fan around the bend, mention that stat. Why is that? Now, you could say that they're not quick enough, that they are, in fact, fouling that much. They're getting tired. They don't have a very deep bench, which means they only have two guys, maybe three, who can come off the bench and provide real playing time.
Looking at college basketball right now, where would you put Cassius Winston?
I'll tell you what, if he's not the Big Ten MVP this year, I demand a recount. I've seen enough.
It's amazing. He's not a big, tall guy, but he gets those floaters off over the big guys.
He's listed at 6'1", and I seriously doubt this.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's also funny, too. I recall meeting Isaiah Thomas for the first time. And oh, he's the cute little guy in the Bad Boys. No, he's 6'1".
But compared to some of
the cute little guy is 6'1". I don't think Cassius Winston is 6'1". They always pump him up in the program. But he's playing very big, and he was clearly the key. They're missing two stars. Not just starters, but stars out of that game for Michigan State. I think this might have been Tom Izzo's best coaching performance. He should probably be the Big Ten coach of the year. He won't get it because the winners never do.
Okay. But that's you've always been a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Of what he does.
Of both these guys.
Both of them, yes.
And they actually have an immense amount of mutual respect between these two. I don't think the football coaches share that.
Looking ahead, Big Ten tournament next weekend. Do you think we will see these two meet again, or will Purdue spoil the party?
If there is a God, we see them play again, because it'd be great TV, great drama. Look, both these teams are going to be, you know, near top seeds in the NCAA tournament. They've already got that secure. Right now, Michigan State is considered a 2 seed, Michigan a 3 seed. That's more than close enough to win a national title. So, man, do this thing one more time, please.
What about other Michigan teams for the NCAA tournament seeds, which will be announced on Sunday? What do you think for any other Michigan teams?
Not much chance.
Not much chance. So we're really focusing on Ann Arbor and East Lansing?
And rightly so.
And Good time if you love college hoops.
If you don't, you have to listen to it all the time anyway, so you might as well get a bracket.
Hey, Pistons on fire. What do you want to say about our Pistons?
Not much. Does that sound horrible? Here's the beauty part, and this is my argument about college sports versus pro sports. Look, Michigan State and Michigan right now are having great seasons. They're both top 10 teams, hats off, and I don't care. You put them out there against the Pistons at their worst, and we've seen that recently, they'd crush them. It's not even close. All right, and yet they can barely fill the LCA for these games. They can't fill it. So my whole point about college sports is we don't watch for the prowess. We watch for the passion. It's the passion of college basketball that we're so attracted to.
And you're not seeing that as much when you look at the pros.
Look, I mean, God bless the Pistons. They're doing well, and they're going in the right direction. But I'd rather watch the Spartans or the Wolverines every day.
Michigan Radio Sports Commentator John Eubacon. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you.